Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and dialogue expressed on this radio show may not necessarily be of the host, co-host, guest, or even Blog Talk Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
To another week of DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, joined by Robbie Prince. I can't say Prince. Let me fix my mouth already. Forget it. I'm not even going to say it. No, I'm going to.
Come on now,
Robbie Prince.
Oh God.
And Alyssa Onyx.
Dang
it!
It's going to be that
talk
kind of
already.
Night, I see. No.
How am I gonna like start a show and I can't even talk right?
I don't know.
I'm just gonna be quiet. So for the next 60 minutes, everybody can just listen to silence. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that was too much.
That'd be a terrible radio show, right? It'd be like dead air.
Yeah.
Dead air.
Yeah, you know it. So yeah, that's cool stuff. Anyway, we've got a great show for everybody tonight. We're gonna have some. Weird news from the Huffington Post, which is going to be pretty cool. We're also going to talk about Swinging at Shadows. We're going to talk about other things. We're going to talk about our weekend. We're going to talk about videos. We're going to talk about a band that we're going to interview. And what else are we going to talk? No, wait, I guess I should say who the band is. Downfall 2012, boom. They're actually pretty wild because they do a lot of unique things, a lot of percussion. See, I can't even talk.
Jeez, Will, you're fired.
Okay, here's what happened. I went to Fo Tai San. I ate this huge plate of tofu, rice, and some other stuff. And then I went over to Josie's frozen yogurt. And I bought a big, like, frozen yogurt with chocolate, almonds, and all kinds of stuff. Because you get double points on Monday.
Jeez.
I'm wiped out. All my blood has rushed from my head to my stomach, and I can't think right. So, yeah, if I stutter, if I stammer.
That's a whack excuse. You're fired.
If I slur my speech, that's the reason why. Sorry,
cute.
People. I should start the show all over again. Hi, I'm Will Scoville. Welcome to DTM Wicked Radio's Paranormal Circus. I'm Will Scoville, joined by Alyssa Onyx and Robbie Prince.
That was good. That was better.
That's maybe because I didn't think about it.
You're getting there.
You know
what?
Yeah,
you think it too much.
I think it's like a Mel Tillis thing, where that guy could used to be able to like sing really good country music, but when he talked, he was like, you know what I mean? Hey, Junior. That was Billy Madison. That was funny. That was a great movie. People should watch it. I highly encourage everyone to watch it. Mm-hmm. You'll lose probably, I don't know, 50 to 100,000 brain cells during the during the movie. But it's really cool. He goes back to school to show his dad that he wasn't an idiot, even though he was, but he was, whatever. And then, yeah, he goes all through school again. You get to redo it. A redo. How was that?
Gorgeous.
What am I even talking about? I don't
I
even know what I'm talking
no
about.
I have no idea. Focus.
Okay. Okay, we can talk about cats. We talk about cats every week, you know. No, none of them has pooped in my room today. I feel pretty happy about that.
Prince the cat.
Yeah, Prince the cat, you know it. I'll squeeze him. We call him Princey the squeak toy because if you squeeze him, he goes, like makes weird noise.
He's going, hey, motherfucker.
Let go of me. Stupid, stop squeezing me. That's what he said. Prince the cat, yeah. Yeah, it's fun stuff. Oh, you know, I went to the beach over the weekend. It's pretty awesome.
Where at? Which part?
I went to Mustang Island.
Cool.
Gorgeous. I am burnt to a flippin' crisp.
SPF, bro. What the hell?
I'm red. I'm talking red, man. I mean, yeah, like a fire engine red my back is. It's insane. It's scary.
William
kinda.
Redville.
I'm not really a redneck. I'm more like a red middle of my back, lower torso. You know, it was crazy. Listen, I got a dog out here that's, you know, nobody can really hear it probably because it's on the other side of my door because I got my door shut and closed, all that good stuff. But that dog sees somebody going by and it's like, and it's like scratching at my window out there and stuff. How can I even function? How can I even do a show with this kind of distraction going on?
Behavior.
Exactly. Need some behavior modification going on here. You know, I'm feeling pretty good now. I think I got my mouth and brain in sync. I'm feeling pretty good. You know?
Where do you say things about animals? When April went to the store a while ago, she came to the car, and as soon as she got to the car, this little parakeet flew and landed right on the hood, and she reached over and picked it up and set it on her shoulder, drove all the way home with it on her shoulder. Now he's part of the family.
Oh, yay.
What? Really?
I like that. That's a good story.
Like a pet whisperer.
Well, what's weird, dude, is that's the second time that's happened. I guess a couple years ago, I was getting gas, and I seen something fly right over my head and right over the other side of the car. I was like, what the heck? So I stopped doing the gas, and I went around over here, and there was a little parakeet sitting right there on the ground. I just picked him up and set him in my hand and finished getting the gas and got in the car and took him home, and he was part of the family.
Aww.
The odds of that happening have to be somewhere around winning the lottery or getting struck by lightning or something like that.
I don't know, but I think there's somebody around here who has like a farm of parakeets, you know.
If not, Alyssa, don't you think that's about the same thing as maybe like winning the lottery or something like that or getting struck by lightning? A parakeet just flies out of nowhere and comes and hangs out
with
you. I don't know. Right on the hood. She picked it up. And home it came.
Dang.
I think everything has a meaning to it.
Something, the princes and parakeets.
Ooh, yeah.
A princekeet.
A princekeet.
Oh, that's cute.
A parakeet.
Maybe God's trying to tell you that you should have a parakeet farm.
Maybe.
Yeah, now he's behind bars. We put him in a cage. He was free. But now he's behind bars.
You trapped him. Oh, man. That's why Bigfoot doesn't come out of the forest, because he might get put in a cage at the prince's house. Stick him out in your like a shed or something like that, you know. Some Bigfoot, it's like let me out. You have to subtitle it like they do on Ghost Adventures, but like with the Bigfoot noise, you go, means
God.
Like help me, let me out.
Don't even go there.
Oh my God!
Not even
go there.
Wasn't that the Waco Yeti?
Oh yeah, Waco Yeti.
It's my turn.
The redhead Waco Yeti.
The redhead Waco Yeti.
That's red.
Oh, Lord.
That's great.
It's like 7 feet tall. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's 7 feet wide.
Oh, as tall as it is wide?
Well, the lower half of it is.
Ah! Oh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, you see, I posted a picture of my car. I washed it last night, like 10:30 at night. That's pretty good. Unless you're a vampire, because you stay up all night. Alyssa, you could.
I do, actually. I swear to God, I do.
Do like, stuff at night, like clean the house and do different things?
I do, I swear.
Is it weird, like, if you do something at 9 o'clock in the morning or 10? Like, it's weird for us to do something at night. Is it weird for you during the day?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I have, like, a makeup appointment to do in the morning, you know, I'll take it. I rarely will turn down any appointments because it's my job. It's how I make a living. But it's very difficult. And if I can push it back later in the day, and for the most part, I get most of my jobs, like, in the, you know, afternoon into the evening because people are, you know, getting ready to go out. The work day's over if they're getting ready for a party or a function or something. But, yeah, mornings suck. But I was never a morning kid. I mean, I was the kid that had the 10 o'clock bedtime, and I would be, like, chilling out in the dark until 4 in the morning and then have to get up at 6:30 and try to go to school, like.
With a full body suit on and sunglasses?
Do what?
A full body suit and sunglasses on so the sun can't get you?
I mean, I do that now. If I could have gotten away with it as a kid at my school, I would. My parents can vouch for me, like, I'm not a morning
Nice. You know, I used to be the guy that, like the bus is coming, and it pulls up to my house. I don't come out. It starts pulling away, and I'm running to catch it every day because I wouldn't want to get up at all. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of reasons I didn't want to get up. I mean, for one, I just didn't like to get up in the morning, period. I still don't. Like, terrible.
Ugh.
But, like, you know, in the – like, wintertime, it got really cold in our place, like, freezing cold, because, like, sometimes we'd have heating fuel, and sometimes we wouldn't, and we're in upstate New York, and it gets, like, what, like, 10 degrees, minus whatever degrees. Yeah, so imagine waking up, you can see your breath, and it's in the house, it's 20 degrees. I'm not kidding.
No.
20. No. You go to take a shower and everything, right? And what you do is you turn a you turn like the hair dryer on to kind of warm up the bathroom and stuff, and then you go to turn the water on to take your shower before school because you know you want to you know be able to be you know pleasant around people and stuff like that and not offensive stinky wise, and you have no hot water or you have no water whatsoever because the pipes are froze.
Oh Lord, no.
It's a good time. Yeah, and so then you get on the bus, you know, finally, and your hair's all goofed up, you know, you're wearing a hat, you're wearing these clothes and crap, and then you have to run it to your grandparents, who's like about a block or two away from the high school, so you can hurry up, go there, take a shower, and then go back to school. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, welcome to my world. Things have gotten a lot better since then. Oh,
yeah. Have they? Are things just dandy now?
Just a little bit, yeah. Oh, speaking of dandy, Onyx.
What?
Somebody asked me if I wanted to go to that Fangtasia. Or Fangtasma. What is it? Tell me what that is.
What did you call it?
Is it Fangtasia or Fangtasma?
It's Fangtasia. Fangtasia.
What? Okay.
If anybody, and mostly everyone is a fan of True Blood, either they were, still are, whatever, it's going to be based around that. But it's this Saturday. It's starting at 10, I think, and it won't be over till you know, probably 3. And it's going to be held at Elysium, which is also known as Nocturnity. And Nocturnity is what the Vampire Court is involved with. Elysium is on Red River Street, and there's going to be a costume contest. There's going to be live performances. One of our court members is celebrating his birthday. He's also a DJ, so he's going to be bringing some tunes in. And
DJ Fang?
Really, DJ Fang, yeah! Yeah, one of my very good friends, Steven, yeah. Yeah, so and there's a lot of people going. There's like over 2,000 people invited, and I know a good couple hundred are going. So
Dude, I'm going to go there. If I do go there, there's going to be a million people. I won't even be able to move around or anything.
No, you will. You will. I mean, Elysium's, it's pretty big. I mean, it's, granted, there's a lot of events coming up, like the Vampire Ball, where I don't know if it's going to be big enough to handle the amount, the insane amount of people that are coming. But it's pretty decent size. I mean, there's the VIP area, there's a huge dance floor, there's a lot of seating, there's the bar, and then there's the outside part, and, tables and chairs. And it's pretty big. And, everybody kind of knows better than to plan something huge to where, you're at capacity and your heart, you can't even move around. But, no, it should be comfortable, and it's going to be fun. So, yeah.
Well, I figured the only reason why I go is because there's a decent percent of chance that there'll be a hot chick there. If that's the case, then I'm going to go.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's the only reason why I'd
to the
go.
Nine, so.
Any other reason, I wouldn't go. That's the only reason why I'd go.
That's nice. Cool. That's fabulous. Thanks for your support. Appreciate it.
Well, you gotta like my candidness.
No, yeah, I appreciate
that. I'm there to support. If they're hot.
But the vampires will be out, and they will be in full swing, so.
Nice. I got to make sure I'm dressed appropriately for the occasion.
Yeah, and there's not, you don't have to, wear a cape and contacts and things. It's not like that shit. I can't stress that enough. Just, dress nice. I mean, look appropriate. Don't come wearing, granted, we have members that do and don't get the fucking point, but don't come wearing flip-flops, khaki shorts.
That'd be awesome.
Ankle socks. Sneakers.
You know what I'm going to wear?
Stop
I know
it.
What I'm going to wear already.
An epidemic. Stop. Stop with the ankle socks and sneakers.
I know what I'm wearing.
No, just dress nice.
Tell me, will this be okay? I like to dress up anyway, kind of. But I was going to wear like a black suit with a white shirt.
Totally.
That'll look good, Robbie. Stop laughing at me.
Knock yourself out.
I'll look good. I'll be styling, man. It'll be awesome.
You should wear the black shirt, dude, with the white trim back on the front of Voice of the Unknown.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
A lot of people are dressing up like True Blood cast members, and I don't
watch it. So if
I'm
different,
I'll
stand out.
I don't
watch
it,
to be honest.
But you don't necessarily have to be a character. But just dress nice. Look appropriate, for God's sake.
I'm going to look awesome. I'm tan, too. I'll be the only one with a tan.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Unless you have an African American ascendage. Was it?
Well, actually, Steven is African American. He's a he feeds off of the sun's energy. So he's all about being in the sun. He's one of the only ones in the court that can be in the sun and not freak out.
Wow.
But it's not just the court members. I mean, there's a lot of people, just regular people from Austin that'll end up showing up. So I'm sure they'll have
fans. Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I might stop. We'll see what happens. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Walk it open.
Right, right. I think I looked on, the people that were going list. I actually knew a couple of the people, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah. There you go. You'll have stuff to talk about, so.
Sure. I'll just wander around. Retard. I'll be the creepy guy just walking around. It'd be awesome.
No,
so,
we already have one of those. We don't need another one.
Oh, I could be his friend? And then we'd be a
No, you don't want
people.
To. Trust, you do not want to.
He's a weirdo.
Bad news bears. We have a creeper right now, a creeper situation.
Oh, that is scary. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of creepy and weird, did you know, here I'm at the Huffington Post Weird News right now. Here, you can hear the squeaky chair, too, in the background. Hear it? Onyx.
Gotta fix that. So
I'm
annoying.
Hypnotizing you, Onyx, with this squeaky chair.
I need to fix that. So annoying.
Did it drive me crazy yet? Okay.
Yeah, it already, yeah.
All right, good. It's got you fired up. Okay. Check this. This is kind of weird. But it says, mark your calendars. It's Swastika Rehabilitation Week.
What the fuck?
For real. It says, in human history, few symbols arouse a furor like the Nazi swastika. Yet, a UFO group called the Raelian International Movement is spending a whole week trying to rehabilitate the controversial image. Yeah. Swastika Rehabilitation Week officially began Saturday and runs through July. Wow. It's terrible. The group claims it wants to change the image of the swastika from one representing genocide and racism to its ancient meaning of well-being and good luck. You guys didn't know that, did you? Or maybe you did know that. Do you know that, Onyx? That it, really the swastika at one time was a thing that represented good luck and well-being
mm-hmm.
and stuff?
Yeah. Quickly how that turned, huh?
Is that why Charles Manson put one on his forehead?
What?
Charles Manson is a freak.
Remember? He had one on his forehead. Charlie!
He still does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to come off forever, you know? It's pretty bad. I remember watching, like, the video.
Hey, one of our albums, we had a piece of when they interviewed him, we used a piece of that for one of our songs, you know? And so we had to call the California Correctional deal, you know, the prison where he's at to get permission to do this. But when we called... Mm. When we called the people, we asked. They wanted to know what we wanted. We told them what we were doing. They said it'd be fine that he won't be needing it.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it was the piece that said, "Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left."
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was like a prison smart guy. You know, he. I don't know how intelligent he really was, but he was like one of those prison smart guys. Well, he can get people to do things, you know.
Mm-hmm. They were scared of him.
Yeah, and he was just smart enough where he could manipulate folks, you know. It was a bad deal. I remember watching the movie about it, reading books about it, all that kind of crap. You know, it was terrible. Freaking, yeah. I just got
crazy
off topic.
People.
Yeah, it's terrible. So... Mark your calendars. It's Swastika Rehabilitation Week.
Do not do it.
It's stupid. Yeah, we won't do that. Oh, I've got another good one. Oh, this is terrible. Cop answers for stealing dead motorcyclists, crucifix, and cash. Oh, that's terrible. A 19-year veteran of the Connecticut State Police has accepted responsibility for stealing cash and jewelry from a deceased accident victim. Aaron A.J. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. His name is Aaron A.J. Huntsman, 45, entered a plea before Larimer County Judge on Wednesday to third-degree larceny and tampering with evidence. The plea means Huntsman maintains his innocence, but believes there is a substantial likelihood that he will be found guilty. Yeah, it's terrible. It says, Huntsman was arrested on November, blah, 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 after an investigation into the theft of jewelry and cash from John Scalisi, a 49-year-old man who was killed in a fatal motorcycle accident. Authorities say Huntsman, a trooper based out of Bridgeport, was one of the emergency workers who responded to the scene of the accident. After the accident, the victim's family notified police that his gold crucifix and $3,700 in cash were missing. Whoa. He has some dough. $3,700. He just had it in his wallet? That'd have made for a fat wallet. Unless he had a fanny pack. That's a lot of money. Be carrying around for no reason. You can carry whatever. You know, you can carry... $5,000, whatever, but that's more than most folks carry around. A little bit more than walking money.
A little bit.
Yeah. So next time, you know, somebody responds to an accident and stuff, you better watch your dough. Watch your dough, folks. Yeah. Ooh. Man, I wish you guys could see this picture. Maybe I'll have to post it or something. There's this guy. A smash happy thief takes security cam selfie. What?
God.
He's retarded. This guy. It's an unidentified criminal in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has two great loves, stripping cars and hitting cameras. After noticing his crime was being recorded by three different cameras, the suspect made the dubious choice of repeatedly sticking his face directly in the lens. So he's like, I don't know, I guess I'm going to be caught for sure, so I'm going to just put my mug right in this camera. How dumb is that? Oh, my gosh. They said the hooligan may be smarter than he looks on the security cam because the theft happened 3 months ago and hasn't been caught yet, despite a $1,000 reward. Maybe you need to up the price. $1,000 ain't much these days. Got folks carrying $3,700, you know, while they're riding the motorcycle. Grand ain't much. Of course, you could buy lunch, like one, two, three, 100 times to get it like $10. I could eat. I could actually eat one for $1,000. I could eat 300 spring rolls.
Jeez.
Non-gluten.
Yeah, they are gluten, right. Because they're made out of rice. I think it's a rice paper or whatever. And they got rice noodles in them. And then I have them put, like, grilled chicken inside of it, too, and stuff. It's pretty good. It's gluten-free, I hope. At least they said it was. Of course, they say some of their meat isn't cat, but I don't know. It's scary. You never know about some of these Asian restaurants. Really watch out for that kind of stuff. There's a place up in New York where they kind of went in there and did it like a health inspection, and they had like cat carcasses inside the freezer. And you know, the folks doing the inspection, they're like, hey, you know, you can't be selling this, blah 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 blah. They're like, oh no, it's not for sale, it's just for our own consumption. Yeah. That's pretty nasty. I got cats. It's horrible. I got a lot of cats. Would anybody like one? I was just putting that out there. In just case you do, that'd be awesome. Oh! Robbie, I did a rant last week. Nobody's sending in their videos for Swinging at Shadows.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What up?
Dude,
he's about to turn me loose on everybody.
I don't know how to send it.
Oh, it's really easy. What I'll do is I'll send you Nicholas's email address, and this will be the easiest way. If you want to do one of those things where you mail big file, so you go to mailbigfile.com, and for free, you can send a file up to whatever, like a few gigabytes, like 2 gigabytes, I don't know.
It's really simple. Like, I did it. Like, not even knowing. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. And I was asking in this group message, like, could somebody help me and, like, tell me what to do? And no one would. So I was like, I'll figure it out on my own. It was really simple. It's really, really easy. The hardest part is just, like,
computer, I'm going to call one of you two, and you're going to walk me through this.
That's
fine.
Make
your mom do
if
it.
If you want,
Margie will
you
do
can
it.
Just record whatever and just email it to me. And I'll take care of it. I'll upload it.
He don't know how to
thing.
Do that. He's not computer friendly. Robbie's not.
I'm
computer
not computer friendly.
Friendly
at all.
Okay.
He's got to get his mom to do it. Margie will do it.
Margie.
Yeah, she'll do it. She'll be awesome. She'll help you. You're her son, for crying out loud. Heck yeah, man! It'll be awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll get you the info, and then, yeah, that way you can get your video to Nicholas Colombo.
Send everything to my mom's deal.
Okay. I can do that.
That way when I go in there, it'll be on her deal. She can pull it right up.
I had problems with Dropbox, too, for some reason. I don't know why. But I ended up sending it mail big file. Yeah, it was screwed up. Every time I dragged and dropped it over into the folder, it wouldn't just drag and drop it. When I let go of it, it opened up and started playing every time. So in lieu of putting my fist through the computer, I just sent it mail big file.
There you go.
And it worked, I guess. He hasn't said nothing yet. I did it yesterday. It was right before I washed my car. I talked about that. So you can do the video like on anything. Like, hey, I'm scratching my butt today. Hey, I'm dyeing my hair. Hey, I'm sharpening my fangs. Whatever you want to do it on. That's pretty good, right? I'm sharpening my fangs. It'll be cool.
Get
if they're
out
like,
here, man.
So you do your nail file, like a nail file, your fingers, and then you do your rings. Of course, they're too expensive probably to mess around like that with, right?
Yeah.
How much does it cost for a set of good fangs?
Well, I mean, the court and really anybody in Austin will go through Logan because he's certified fangs. But
who certified him? Who certified him?
Who did? I don't know.
I'm just checking.
He's been doing it for years. He can do a set for like between $100 and $150, and it's real deal acrylic. I mean, they're the real deal.
Oh, I thought it was like way more than that. Okay, that's not bad.
No,
I
mean,
like
if you do
thousands.
Like, you know, a set of like three, where you live like a fucking werewolf or whatever, like some people do.
A werewolf. Underworld.
I love Underworld. Shit.
You like that movie? That was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nice. The guy comes back. He's like in his tomb thing or whatever, and he comes out too early. He's pissed off.
Yeah.
That happened. God, he was so mad. Dang, he wasn't mad. He was like really mad about that. Yeah, that's what I remember the most, how pissed off he was and all the other stuff that happened. It was pretty wild. I think I watched it a couple times. I don't know. It's crazy. But I imagine I'll see kind of a repeat of that this week if I go. Dang,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you'll see a lot of stuff. Shenanigans. That's all I have to say. I never know what's going to go down with these crazy kids. Like, every time I'm out with them, something happens. It just shocks me. Like, you just never know. You never know.
I have to look. Because, I mean, like I said, the people that were going, I think, I want to say the percentage. Okay, Fangtasia. Fangtasia. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it right now. All right. So, looking at the folks that are going, which is like 146, and there's like 99 maybes. Like, I'm checking out the list, and about 45, 50% at least are good-looking girls. So that's good. You know, I'm not going there to hook up or not probably. You never know. But I need at least something decent to look at. Because if not, I can't even be nowhere. But, yeah, so that's pretty good.
You're high maintenance. Get out of here.
Oh, I'm worse than you can
imagine.
It's
fun, I promise.
Yeah.
There is something for everybody. Like, it's at least, it's just always an experience. Like,
Stiggy
there's always
stench
something
going
on. Huh?
Stiggy Stench from StenchRadio.com is going.
Oh, Stig. There you go.
Do you know Stig? Stig Stench? His name is Steven Wagers. I don't know why he calls himself Stig Stench for. I guess he's like in punk rock and stuff. But that's Steven Wagers. I know Steven. In wrestling, he was a manager. His name was Lord Astaroth. And he was the manager of Demon Seed and Voo. And I had matches against Demon Seed. And I can remember that son of a gun outside the ring yelling crap at me. So, yeah, exactly. Because my name, of course, in wrestling was Iron Will. And so when his guy was stepping on my head, and his guy weighed 450 pounds and was 6'5", he's stepping on my head, it hurts. And he lost outside the ring going, Iron Squeal! Iron Squeal! I got a phone to pick with Steven Astaroth. Yeah.
Jeez.
Exactly. How'd you like if somebody that weighed 450 pounds stepped on your head? I think you're going to squeal too or make some kind of funny noise. I don't know. That's all I got to say about that. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you guys seen it or not. But I posted last Friday's show on my Facebook page. Go to Will Scoville's Facebook page and go to Paranormal Circus, and you will see the link to last week's show. where we had Half DZ in Forever Town.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you have to check it out. Sounds really cool. After I clean her up a bit and put a little polish on the old show, it sounds pretty good. Yeah. So, that's pretty good. I played a Half DZ song, the one where he dissed Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Skinny
There's
little
no J
sissy
and
ass.
Soldier.
He's a sissy ass. I've seen him. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy with bodyguards. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Half DZ said he'd go up there with a squad, take those guys out. Boom. And did you listen to his Soulja Boy diss? That was pretty wild. Yeah, I'd check it out.
I did.
Yeah, talking about he'd take him to another location, pull out his mm-hmm. fingernails and waterboard his effing face. That's what he said. There, how's that?
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until you get waterboarded. That's awesome, right? Oh, gosh. Yeah, we played some Forever Town music on there, too. And I think I played some Groove Emporium, too. So that was good. We had a lot of tunes on there. So, yeah. Oh, tonight, don't forget, we're going to have Downfall 2012. The lovely Yvonne McLaughlin, she was kind enough to get those guys hooked up with us so we can interview them. That's going to be on later in the show. Yeah, exactly. Downfall 2012. And you know how I met her? Was through Mario Melody.
Oh my gosh! Wait a minute. This are the guy? Is she going to be singing for him, or the guy's going to be on there? Or I guess coming on.
Oh, it's just going to be them. Yeah,
Daniel? Daniel's going to be on the show?
Who's Daniel?
Do you know their name? Downfall 2012.
You know those guys?
Yeah. Yeah. I met them at the fashion show I did last weekend. They played Dirty Dog. And, yeah, Daily, our vampire queen, was acting cray-cray. And, yeah, I'm not going to disclose
cray-cray.
What went down, but, yeah,
define.
I met the guys.
Define cray cray.
This is going to be funny. This is going to be
say
so
it.
Funny.
What'd she do? What'd she say?
I'm not telling. I'm not even
what'd
going to go. No, I'm not going into it. I'm just going to, that's funny. Like, he
what
probably has no idea.
Like, she got mad or, like, cray cray, she just
no.
acted silly?
No, she's, no.
She
there
was dancing funny?
Nudity. There was nudity involved.
What?
Oh, this is going to be funny, 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 funny.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be so funny. Oh, it's a small fucking world. I'm excited.
It is a small world.
It's a small world.
You know, everything's smaller, but yet bigger under the big top here at the Paranormal Circus. That's pretty good, right? DTM Wicked
right.
Radio's Paranormal Circus! Yeah, so we got all kinds of stuff. Downfall 2012. We'll hear about why Daly was cray cray, and maybe you know I'll probably see Daly. So whatever Alyssa says, I'll see her, and I'll just imagine. Okay, this is what she did. You know what I mean? I got a good.
Well, if she
I got
doesn't end up doing it there,
right? That's wild.
I love her.
Hopefully you'll be on your best behavior this weekend, Onyx. If I'm going to be there,
I'm always on my best behavior.
Whatever. I'll catch you off guard.
I am.
Crazy
I
tech.
Am. I know better. Like, I have to be.
Whatever. Because,
what?
You know, whatever you do that's out of the ordinary, we will have to talk about it on the show, obviously.
Mm-mm-mm.
No.
I think it's
whatever.
Enough that I'm a vampire.
So.
That creates enough of.
So basically whatever happens at Elysium stays at Elysium?
Not always.
Come on, we're trying to make
not
I'm trying
always.
To make a pact with you here.
No, you have to show up to an event like Fame Page and see for yourself.
No, but I mean, whatever I do, you can't say a damn word about it here.
I'm gonna say what? What?
Like if
I'm not gonna say anything.
Oh, okay. Like that's what I mean. Whatever happens there stays there.
I keep it professional, okay? I am professional. I don't care what anyone has to say. I'm professional.
Nice. Yes, you are. Yes, you are very professional.
Thank you. Thanks.
With that being said, next up, when we come back from break, will be Downfall 2012 on DTM yeah. with Radio's Paranormal Circus. Boo! So, folks, that is it. Can you believe that? That's it. So what I'm doing, so we're gonna interview those guys Thursday night. So if you guys can come back Thursday night, that's cool. If you can't, I'll hate you forever. But no, if you can swing by, that'd be great. It'd be like 8 o'clock. We'll interview them for like 30 minutes or something like that, at the most, something like that. Is that good?
You lost me. You're not interviewing them tonight. You're interviewing them Thursday.
And see, I had to say I was interviewing them tonight because when I put it all together, it'll seem like one show, you see.
Okay.
Right.
Because I edit everything. So, like, if you were to listen, if you listen to, like Friday's show, the one that I put the link on, onto my Facebook page, you'll notice, that, like, I added music to it, some more sound effects and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot different once I get ready to air it and stuff because
No, I follow. I just got confused.
And what I do, too, is, like, say I play, like, Forever Town's music on here while we're on the air. What I'll do is I'll end up going in and cutting that out and put the original track in there. That way it's, like, it's crisp and clean because for some reason, like, if you – even though I take the same MP3 and download it to the – or upload it to this thing, and when I play it, it's not as crisp and pristine as it should be. So I put the original track in there. So when it airs, it sounds like you're playing it from the radio. It's perfect, you know?
Gorgeous.
You know it. And then I'll add in, like, some circus stingers like this every now and then. You know, that and some other stuff, you know? And this thing. That, too. You know? Yeah.
So the rest of the 20 minutes is like took it up from that and all the little pieces that you put in fillers and stuff.
Exactly. Especially if I play the music and everything, you know. And then like if we do some stuff and it's like, you know, if we're just kind of reaching for a while, like we didn't really have much to say or do anything, I'll trim a little piece of it out. But so I make it so it's all real tight, you know. So, yeah. And like, remember last week, I talked about Archie Bunker and everything, about the word stifle? Well, I went back and I got some MP3s of him, like, saying meathead and stifle, all that kind of stuff, and I added those in there when we were talking about them. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. It sounds good. You know, the show sounds good. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I talked to, what's his face, Denny, and he was saying that we got 4,217 listeners and stuff. So that's pretty
good. Hell yeah.
So that's pretty good. And that's just with the things that he's checked. There's other places that he put the show where he didn't even check yet. So, you know, that we're getting thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners every week. So we're doing really good.
Hell yeah, that's badass.
Heck yeah, we're awesome. Freaking A.
It's crazy.